people have asked me if I feel the third kidney, I have more advice to give to people. I don't think that it really means that, but I've answered that I haven't felt it.
Well, given the two of them are not functional.
Well, they are functional, not as good, but they're functional.
Yeah, barely functional.
Okay, we are, Corey, you're going to end there in the middle of a sugya, not really, but in the middle of a sugya somewhat, but when we get out of the sugya, which is not going to be that long from now, you'll be able to understand it better. We had a Mishnah that said, the Mishamai said, that, Hegdish cause is Hegdish. But if somebody makes a mistake, he's magdish something by mistake, it's Hegdish. The Gemara gave the following example. He said, the black shard that comes out first of my house is going to be Hegdish. And a white one came out. So Beishamai said it is Hegdish, we don't know what. And Beishil said it's not Hegdish, it was a mistake. So we tried to learn it to mean that the white one becomes Hegdish. But the Gemara couldn't understand why in the world the white one should become Hegdish when the guy said the black one should become Hegdish. So the Gemara changed this pshat. And Reb Papa said the pshat was, it means if he has multiple blacks, even though the black one wasn't the first one out of his house, we interpret his words to mean the first black one that comes out of the house. Not the first shard that comes out of the house, but the first black shard that comes out of the house. And Beisol says, that's not what the wording indicates. Sounds like the first shard that will come out black, and that's not what these words indicate. Therefore, Beisol says, it's a mistake, and it's not Kaddish. That's how we left it last week, and we're up to Amaloi Rava, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 lines to the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Amaloi Rava mi Barnish l'Ravashi. Rava from Barnish said to Ravashi, High Hegdish Betosu, if that's the case, that the guy said the first black one, so it's not a mistake. The Mishnah calls it Hegdish Tos. What's the mistake? Hegdish Bekavonahu. It's an intentional Hegdish. Has nothing to do with mistake. Meshamai saying he means the first black one. That's exactly what he means, and that's exactly what he would do. Not an error. Zakta Gemara, Beis.
Kashan Meshamai or Beisola?
Kashan Reb Papa. Reb Papa, who said, Shat Meshamai Hegdish Tos, Hegdish means the first black one, why is it a mistake?
Either way, if Beisol says that
Beisol just reacts and says it's not Hegdish. The Kash isn't the word Hegdish Tos, that's all. Let's not make it an issue. What does the word Hegdish Tos mean in the Mishnah? What's the mistake? There's no mistake here.
Meshamai is more understandable that the second. Even though,
can we learn a piece of Gemara?
Right.
Hegdish Bekavanahu. Zakta Gemara Achinami. You're right. I'm reading to Bach. You're right. Elo Mishum De'ati Lidibura Kama. It confuses, if I'm translating it right, meaning it's not clear. So it's Hegdish Tos means lack of clarity of word. To us, we would read it Beisha Beisho's way. Beishamai reads it their way. Therefore, we call it a toss, meaning a mis-expression. It's not the way one should have expressed it. Dr. Rush, hi, Hegdish Bekavonahu, am I called a Hegdish Betos? Why is it called Hegdish Betos? From the Atili Dibure, so Dibure ain't a mashma called Kach Behedger, Kamashim Apply Shami, before it's right side. Doesn't clearly read like Beishami translates it. Well, the Hoki called a Hegdish Toss, Kleimer. Hegdish adoymik tzas l'tos, on the mefarshim dvorav goy hazitos. Hegdish that sounds a mistaken thing, sounds like the first one coming out of the house, but we interpret it to mean the first black one that comes out of the house, and therefore the Kaddish is Kaddish. So it's not a real error. It's not like he did something by mistake. We say he did this. That's what he meant. And it's just it's not the exact translation of the word. That's what the Gemara interprets. Yes, Doctor.
I may be a Baruch Moshe, but it may be that I'm thinking of this in terms of 20th century parsing sense, stuff like that. The case of the various words, with which I'm unfamiliar in Hebrew and Aramaic, could be playing a role whatsoever. But it seems very simply that this person has just posited an object which has two different attributes.
Going back to the same thing we were there Friday. We're going to repeat this 10 times. I understand
that. I said it on Friday. I
know. I got it. The Gemara says that it's not the clear understanding of the word. That's what the Gemara says. I'm not going to sit and argue with the Gemara whether it is or isn't.
That's one of the differences between you and me. You're a much better Jew than I am. I'm willing to call anything unclear what's done.
But I can
give you an example, which was if your wife tells you to get the red sweater which is on top of the, you know, on top of the door, and you see the red sweater on top of the divan, then that would be confusing as to which is the primary attribute. But in the end, in this one, I don't.
Okay, I'm not even going to sit and argue this.
At the end of the day, so is still Machlokes Bisham Bistolo?
Yes.
So Bisham would say that black one, even though it came up third, let's say, is Kedushin. Bisham says no.
That's not what the words say.
But it didn't satisfy both conditions.
I don't know what you meant.
There's two conditions there. It has to be black. Since they didn't satisfy both.
Well, it is the first black one. But that's not what the words say. The
no,
first one,
the first cow.
Right. Okay.
That's why he didn't satisfy.
That's why it's not good.
Understood.
Right.
A quality that's an attribute of being first.
Frank the Gemara. Okay, so we're finished with Pshat in our mission at least so far. Frank the Gemara. B'sari beishame hegdis b'tos v'yav hegdis. So the way we left it now is a mistaken hegdis is not hegdis. Right. The original case. That a white one came out and we thought that the white one is Kaddish is not true. The white one is not Kaddish. That's what we said. We interpreted, we tried that, and we refuted that. But we got a problem. B'Satnan. Not. We're now going to bring other Mishnahs that Meshamai seems to say that a mistaken Hegdish is Hegdish. But not. Misha Nazar B'Nazar. Somebody who became a Nazar. B'Nisha L'Chachamim V'Hitiru. And then he went to the Chachamim and he removed his Naziris. Guy became a Nazir, he separated his Korbanos, and then 10 days later he had a change of mind, or he had a Pesach, he went to the Chacham, and he removed his Naziris, which, by the way, Hatar remains retroactive. That means he was never a Nazir, for all practical purposes. It removed it retroactively. But we have the animals here that have been separated. The Hegdish is a mistake. It's a mistake because he ended up not being an Uzzer. So even though when he made it, it wasn't an error, but now retroactively it's an error. He separated Kabbalah for a non-Naziris. So the halacha is, it goes back into his flock, it's totally chulin. Amru Beisil LeBeishamai. Iyatim Baidim Shehagdish B'Tarsu B'Taytim B'Tirah Beider. You Beishamai who hold, Hegdish Tars works. But don't you agree in this case that it doesn't work? What's the difference this case and every other Hegdish toss? That's Beisil's question to Beishamai. Now, what we're concentrating on, where did Beishamai ever say Hegdish toss is Hegdish? The way we interpreted it now, Beishamai never said that. Beishamai never said a mistake is Hegdish. They said we interpret the words. They never said Hegdish toss is Hegdish. But Beisil was saying to them, according to you, old Hegdish toss Hegdish, why is that halacha true? That means, again, let me just explain. We're zeroing in on the fact that Beisil was asking a question on Beishamai. Why are you asking a question if Beishamai never said it? Must be Beishamai holds it is. We'll figure out why, what, when, but if Beisil was asking the question, obviously they must have heard Beishamai say it. You don't ask a question on a non-statement. They never said it. And for the Gemara, God, let me just finish the two lines. Ela Beisil the Katoy. You know, Beisil misread Beishamai. Savri, they thought Tamari de Beishamai, Bishum de Hegdish, Matos, Havi Hegdish. They understood that Beishamai said a mistake is Hegdish. For Amalam Beishamai, no. The answer to Beisil's question is goofy that. Love Bishum Hegdish, Matosu. Not true. We don't hold Hegdish, Matos as Hegdish. You misunderstood us. Ela Bishum de Atil de Buri Kami, we reinterpret the first words. So this is exactly what's going on in that conversation. The Beishamai, I'm Hegdish, God is Hegdish. Beisil took that literally and said to them, so why does the animal go back to the flock? So Beishamai says to Beisil, which is not written in the Mishnah, you misunderstood us. We never said Hegdish, God is Hegdish. We said the words, but what we meant was that you reinterpret the words. Yes, Rabbi Cohn.
Yeah,
don't remember everything.
Neither do I. I remember very little, in fact, yes.
I don't remember everything. I don't remember anything. But all the times we had Hafara.
Zakara.
And Hatara. I'm saying, bro, I said that for a reason. I don't remember ever calling it toast.
No. Again. Nobody ever said that it's, well, that's not true. Hataras Nadara makes the netter a mistake. That's how it operates. The Torah gave a kayach for a Pesach or a Charata to say the netter was a mistake and therefore it's retroactively off. That's the mechanism of Hatara. Every Hatara says, what I did was a mistake. Like, that's why, according to one man, we're going to be talking about that later in the week. Aim place from a nylon. You don't use a new circumstance because that doesn't make a mistake. I mean, there's a man that says we do. But the mechanism of Atara is Exeris HaKosef. Without Exeris HaKosef, you can have all the mechanisms in the world that go nowhere. The Exeris HaKosef is that the Bezin has a kayach to determine that the thing was a mistake. And therefore, it's retroactively removed. Not Hafara. Hafara is not a mistake. Hafara cuts it right now. Megas guys, we had a whole sugya before, right? We assume through Shas that Hafara is Megas guys, right? So that Hafara is Megas guys. That's not a question. The question is Hatara. And Hatara is Maker. It recruits it like it never was. It turns it into a mistake. So therefore, it's a mistake. The Hekdish was a mistake. Never be sold first to Bishamai. Why is it go back to the flock? And the answer is, Bishamai said, we never said it's a mistake. We always said was we interpret the words, and there you can't reinterpret anything. That's why we agree that the animal goes back to the flock. Dr. Rush. Mishinador Benazir, Benishu Lokokum Beitirai. The Bishamai, the Islu. Okay, now the Rush has a mistake. The Beis Shammai is going to say later on you can't remove Naziris. So how can Beis Shammai even have this case? Zuck the Rush. The Beis Shammai, the Islu ain't shy of the Nazir Lailam, Gabi Areni Nazim and Agregris, the Chaim Bepirkin Daim Aokam Baderach, the Echabo Connectum, Savri Beis Shammai, the Philip Batars have a Nazir. Im Cain, the Shayach Bayatara Ludutu. They hold a mistake in Naziris is a Naziris. And therefore, you can't be Matarit. So how can you have a case that it was Matar? Myri, Sha'al Nadar Ve'en Yedeim Ulosh and Nazar. Vitira Al-Chacham. Ve'am Aloy, Sha'im Beloy Ha'zeh Ulosh and Naziris. So the Rush answers. Beshamai holds you cannot remove Naziris. He says we had it in that test, and we're going to have it later on in the Tzperik. That if you become a Nazar, even if it was a mistake, you're a Nazir. Naziris Batas is a Naziris according to Beis Shammai, which we will talk about later in this parak. And, according to the Rush, we had it in Daf Tes, which I don't remember. I should, but I don't. Hareini Nazir Minak Roigris Minak Dvela, we had a whole bunch of Shatim there. And the guy made a Nazir Minak Roigris Minak Dvela, we say he meant to be a Nazir. And he can't change his mind. Because even if it's a mistake, it counts anyway. That's what we said there. So what's the case over here? It says the Chacham was Matrit. According to Beis Shammai, you can't remove it. And for the Rush, he had a language, and he's asking, did I become a Nazir with that language? I'm not retracting the Zeris. If he became a Nazir, he became a Nazir. This language is a very vague language. And the determination is, was he a Nazir? Once he's a Nazir, Beis Shammai holds it can't be removed. But the question is, did he ever become a Nazir? And the Chacham told him, you didn't. Meanwhile, he had separated Kabbalahs. That's the case. So, Beisul says to Beis Shammai, even though it was a head, you made these animals Hegdish, you made it by mistake, because you weren't a Nazir, but didn't you say Hegdish by mistake works? And Beis Shammai said, no, we never said that. All we said is, we interpret the words differently. That's all.
Isn't there that case with the Shimon ben Shabbach and Malach
Yanai,
he says he's going to take care of half of them, and the king takes care of
them. We don't pass Beis Shammai. We pass him to be Matzah Naziris. That story is Beis Shammai. That's the famous story. I'm not sure it's a Gemara. I think it's a Medrash. What? I don't remember it being a Gemara. I remember reading it. I thought it was a Medrash, but I might be wrong. I don't remember it from Gemara, but that's no Raya. Either does Rabbi Shutz, so it doesn't exist. Yes.
That's okay. I've forgotten
it
entirely. What's the story?
Shimon ben Shetach, 500 Nazirim, if I remember the number correctly. It might have been 200? Not sure. Whatever the number was. So Shimon ben Shetach told Yanni HaMelech, if you take care of the kabbonis of half of them, and I'll take care of the kabbonis of the other half. So Yanni went and bought the kabbonis for half the Nazirim. Shimon ben Shetach was matzah the Naziris of the other half, so they shouldn't have to bring kabbonis. So Yanni HaMelech called him in and said, fair is fair. We were going to cover half and half. He said, I covered it through Tyra and you covered it through money. You know what I mean? That's the only difference. That's the story, if I remember correctly.
There is a basic rule. Don't mess around with people who can't
be killed. Again, I'm just telling you the story. You know, everything else now is a kasha
of my story. No, I did not remember.
Okay, so that's the story. So you see, you can be matzah naziris. We paskin, you can. This is Beishamai Shita that said you can. Haishal Abaheima Mefrashas Taitzah Vatir Vader Da Frashas Betosu Medekamilu Beishamai Beishamai Yatam Vaitim Bezeshu Hegdish Tos. Doesn't that prove Mechal Der Taimid Beishamai Hegdish Betos Havi Hegdish Yafinim Etmura, like we tried last week? Our Mishnah, the response of Beishamai is a question. Beisil asked him this question, and Beishamai says, well, you have a problem. Now, according to the way we're saying the answer of Beishamai is, the answer is that your question was never a question. The way the Mishnah makes it sound is, Beisil asked Beishamai a question, and instead of responding to the question, Beishamai says, and you don't hold Hegdish Vatos as Hegdish, I'll prove to you that it is. Masmah Beishamai holds Hegdish Vatos is Hegdish. The conversation is not that Beishamai responded, we don't hold that way. Beishamai responded to Beisil, you who say Hegdish Vatos is not Hegdish, I have a problem with you. Why did they respond that way if they don't hold Hegdish Vatos as Hegdish? Dr. Rush, the way you understand does you have a problem anyway. That's how they talk, even though they themselves never said the Hegdish Betos is Hegdish. The case over there is that talking about a box with a bottom, without a bottom, with a sheretz, not a sheretz, with a Maida Kamer Toss, it changes the gears some. Maida Amra. The Maida Kata Isa, the Kamashim Blay the Kupa, the Kamash says, and according to your mistake, the Zu Yeshla Shalayim, the Zu Ainla Shalayim, it's the difference between a box with a bottom and not a bottom. Whatever the Sunya there is. The Master Shem, when we get to these. That's not the point. Point is that the conversation of the Mishnah is not Lalacha. Beisil Shammai says to Beisil, Beisil says to Beisil, don't do all that, it's not your Hegdish. Beisil's real response is, no, we don't. But Beisil doesn't say that. Beishamai says, and you hold it's not Hegdish? What do you do with that case? As if they talk and agree it's Tos is Hegdish. The conversation is not being held with the real sheet of Beishamai. It's being held by Beisil's understanding of Beishamai. That's what the Rashi says.
I don't know. Hegdish Tos, I don't get it. If you hold it, I wasn't here maybe that day. What's the Makor of something like that?
If the Makor would be Tamura. But at least, again, the Gemara tried to bring him a car from Tamura. Let me try to explain it quickly. A guy has an animal here, and he wants to say it's a Tamura's Ayla. And he slips and says Tamura Shlomim. Beishamai says, even though he didn't mean it, it becomes Shlomim. Because Tamura's Tos is a Tamura. So the Gemara wants to say, just like you see you can make a Tamura by mistake, you can make a Hegdish by mistake. And Beishamai says there's a difference between Tamura and Hegdish. Now, the Gemara slugged it up. Because over there, you said the words. You didn't say different words. You said Tamura Shlomim. You didn't mean it, but you said it. Here, you said white, black, and you're trying to make the white Hegdish. So therefore, the Gemara dismissed it and said, Beishamai never said Hegdish Tos is Hegdish, and we said a different shot in Beishamai. Frank the Gemara. Two lines to the bottom. Beishamai Hegdish Tos Lo Yavi Hegdish. Meshameh holds Hegdish, Vitoas is not Hegdish. Tashema. Hayim Mahalchim Bederech. They were going on the road. Two people were going on the road. I'm sorry. The way the Gemara is going to set it up, six people were going on the road. The Echad Bar Kenegdan. And down they see somebody walking. They're walking down a road and they see somebody. So they're bored, these people. There's no other excuse for this. You know, if that's Reuven, he said he's becoming a Nazir. This guy walking, person number one, is becoming a Nazir. If the guy coming ahead of them, I recognize him as Reuven. And if I'm right, I'm a Nazir. The Echad Amar, person number two, said, Hareini Nazir Shein Zaploini. And I become a Nazir if it's not Reuven. Well, they're wagering to become a Nazir. You know what I mean? Not because you're smart. This is a story. You know, anything.
This is boredom. This is boredom.
Why else would they do this? Why in the world do they care who the guy is?
Well, because you see someone coming on a road in a lawless area. This is not a good thing.
Again, you can say all kinds of story. To me, they're bored. Hareini Nazir. The third guy says, if either of you are a Nazir, I'm a Nazir. And the fourth guy says, I'm a Nazir if none of you are Nazir. And the fifth guy says, Shishnechem Nazirim. I become a Nazir if both of you are Nazir. And the sixth guy says, Shakucham Nazirim. All five of you are Nazirim, I become a Nazir. Okay, so here we have it set up. Number one says if it's Reuven. Number two says if it's not Reuven. Number three says if you're both Nazirim, I'm a Nazir. Number four says if you're both not Nazirim, I'm a Nazir. Number three says if one of you is a Nazir, I'm a Nazir. And the other one says if one of you is not a Nazir. That neither of you is a Nazir, I'm a Nazir. Number five says, if you're both Nazirim, I'm a Nazir. Number six says, if all five are Nazirim, I'm a Nazir. Meshami, I'm a Kulam Nazirim. They all become Nazirim. Now, if you take the word, they only said if this, if that, if this, if that. Why are they all Nazirim? The answer is, Meshami says, any Nazir that makes a condition, so it's a mistake. It's a Nazir, but he said he's a Nazir if. We drop the if, we hear already Nazir, he becomes a Nazir.
Are you creating Nazir to Hekdish?
What? Sorry.
Are they referred to the table?
No, that's all we're equating at this point, Nazir to Hekdish. Right. Vahacha, let's give the Gemara a chance, let's give the Rush a chance. Vahacha, Hekdish Batasu, Tani Kulam Nazirim. And for the Gemara, Amri, I will answer you. Sabri Beishama Hegdish Batas Ha Hegdish. You're right. Beishama Taka holds Hegdish. Now, I might be translating this next piece of Gemara, not like Rabbeinu Artscroll.
I can't do that.
Rabbeinu Artscroll might translate it like Tysus, and I'm going to be translating it like the Rush. Again, it might not be like Rabbeinu Moreno or Rabbeinu Artscroll, which I have tremendous respect for. So therefore, I'm going to translate it to Rush, not like Tysus. Einokinami Beishamai holds Hegdish Toth is Hegdish. But Hachaloi, not in our case. Not in our case, that's how the Rush learns. In this case, it's not going to be Hegdish. Meaning even Beishamai, that over there says they're all Nazirim. And from there we see Hegdish Toth are the Hegdish, it won't apply in our case. That's how the Rush learns it. See, Tysus learns it, you don't see it from our Mishnah. But it does apply in our Mishnah. It's different. What is the Gemara saying? From there you see it. From here you don't see it? Or from there you see it, but it doesn't apply here? The Rush learns, we see it from there, but it wouldn't apply to our Mishnah anyway. Whereas the Tysus is saying, you're right, once we see it from that Mishnah, go back and same shot the first way you said it, and the white one becomes Hegdish. So there's a machlokes here showing them how to learn this last line. We're going to learn like the Rush, that it applies, but it won't apply to our Mishnah anyway. So therefore, our Mishnah sticks with the same shot. That's the first black one. Okay, so that's the Rush. He's saying the Rush. So I was machlokes to come into art school to learn like the Rush.
The text more saying over here that Hetzikulam Nazirim, Lahar Hekesh B'Tazhu,
That proves that they are.
The Beis Shammai says they're all Gezeira.
Because they said it even though it was...
Well, we haven't said anything yet, just read the words. We'll see the rush, how he explains it. Yes?
He texted me last night.
Who, Archgold? I'm happy to hear. They probably wanted to sell you something.
Jay.
Oh, Jay, exactly. I'm very happy. Very happy. I'm happy to hear that Jay texted you. The Echabal Kinegda, top rush. I'm a base, at least in my print, it's the top rush. I'm a base. Amar Echon, Ben Havav, one of the six said, Hareini Nazar Shazat Yishkoini. Kloimar, Imza Hoyla Kinegdeinu Ruven, Hareini Nazar. The one coming is Ruven, he's a Nazar. Habez Amar, person number two said, Imainza Ruven, Hareini Nazar. Hagimu Amar, Lebez Rishainim, Hareini Nazar Mechem Ikem Nazar. I'll be a Nazar if one of you is a Nazar. Hadalit Amar, Lebez Rishainim, the fourth one says to the two first ones, Hareini Nazir, Menachem became Nazir. If one of you is not a Nazir, he's a Nazir. Hahei Amar, Lebez Rishainim. The fifth one said, Hareini Nazim, Shnechem Nazirim. Bob Amar, Lechol Hahei. And the sixth one tells the other five, Hareini Nazim, Kulchem Nazirim. Beshamay Aimim, Kulam Nazirim. Kol Havab, Shetvisu, Kulam Nazirim. They're all Nazirim. Beavagab, the Naziris Tosu. It's impossible. How can both the first two be a Nazir? Either he is Ruvain or he's not Ruvain. Right? But Divri Aheva Vade Lesnu. And the fifth guy that says if you're both Nazirim, they're not both Nazirim. And the sixth guy that says if you're all Nazirim, they shouldn't all be Nazirim. The only ones that make sense are three and four. Three says if one of you is a Nazir, I'm a Nazir. One of them is. And six, four says if one of you is not a Nazir, I'm a Nazir, one of them isn't. But that's not what Bishamay says. Bishamay says 1, 2, 5, and 6 are also Nazir. How? The answer is, Abdullahi Kamar, they say, Kamri Bishamay, the Kulam Nazir. Even though it's a mistake. Teres says, since they committed themselves, if we say that the Naziris count. Even though, if you look at the story, it's a mistake. That was just Beis Shammai saying that Tanai doesn't make a difference.
Why is it Tanai a mistake?
Well, it's not a mistake, but we view it. The guy said, Hareini Nazir, if. So we say, Hareini Nazir, if, means he wants to be a Nazir. Meaning, let's listen to the guy. Okay, let me explain. The guy is so convinced it's Ruvain that he says he's a Nazir if it's Ruvain. That means he wants to be a Nazir. We're not saying that he's saying, I'm sure it's not Reuven. If it's Reuven, I'll be a Nazir. He's not saying, I'll eat my hat. If it's Reuven, I'll eat my hat. He doesn't want to eat his hat. That means he means it's not Reuven. This guy is saying, I'm a Nazir if it's Reuven, because if he wants to be a Nazir if it's Reuven. Not, I'm so sure it's not Reuven that I'll be a Nazir if it's Reuven. That's not what's happening here. They're not eating their hat. The guy wants to be a Nazir. If it's Ruvain, he wants to be a Nazir. He's so sure it's Ruvain that he makes a tally in that. The second guy is so sure it's not Ruvain, he wants to be a Nazir if it's not Ruvain. But they want to be Nazirim. They want to be right.
Not bored.
Fine. I don't care if they're bored or not. I just read it. The Gemara never said they're bored.
It's serious business what they're doing.
Sure is. A lot of bored people do serious business and then regret it. 100%.
So the toes almost doesn't count.
Yeah. I don't know what they mean by that. Beis Shammai says, hey, the serious toss works. They're disagreeing with you.
If a person puts on a play, he's an actor
in
a play, he says he's a Nazir. Does that make him a Nazir?
Because it's not a play. They meant it.
They meant it by virtue, even though they were arguing with each other.
Exactly. But they meant it.
You sing very good.
I'm not saying very good because I know I'm wrong.
No, you're singing now.
Again. This is what they did. He wanted to be a Nazir of a Truvay. That was not a joke. He was serious.
The first one was serious.
So was the second one.
And the third one?
Why is he saying it? He must be serious. The third and the fourth are the ones that are simpler. The fifth and the sixth are like, how can they both be Nazirim?
But they still are.
He said, I want to be a Nazir if you're both Nazirim. He meant it. We're not assuming that anybody's saying, I'll eat my hat. We're not interpreting being a nazir like eat my hat. If a guy would say, I eat my hat, if it's Reuven, that means he thinks it's not Reuven. Nobody wants to eat their hat.
You think very
they didn't need to be saying all this. There ought to be a nazir because
yeah, that's, you know, let them talk to their therapist. I can't talk to them. I'm not their therapist. This is what happens. Rabbi Zil says, listen to his words. He said it if. Those who were the Tayyas Kayyam, they're Nazirim, the other ones are not Nazirim. Beis Shammai says they all wanted to be a Nazir, they're a Nazir, even though it's a mistake the way they did it.
It's done that
once. Let me just finish this one. Mechain, Avagadba Nitzkai Mudvarov, sorry. Huadzin Hegdish Batar, Shar Shachar Shirachim Beis Shavishim Losh Zalavim, Avagadba Nitzkai Mudvarov, Havin Kaddish. She wanted to make one Kaddish. So we say the white one is Kaddish. Army, Hacha. What does he change the Kav? Hacha. Savri Beishamai. Hegdish Batar Savri Hegdish. Hasam Loi. Mahidin Adar Vad Inkala Mashma, the Savri Hachi. From the case of Nazirim, I'm sorry, they hold that way. Dasam Vad Nazirim Batar, so the Kamer, the Kulu Nazirim, Mishim, the Kulu Nazir, and Chavim. They all wanted to be a Nazir. The Efshad, the Cholechar Hoyataya, Vaisav, and Efshad, the Yerskadvarov. Each one made a mistake and thought I could be right. The Haitim Bepiv Kabbalah's Nazir, as in the Basar Piv, we heard Kabbalah's Nazir. Abagad the Tayahu, meaning Abi Atzmura. He said the words. He said Arani Nazir. And we say he meant it. Sabar Laimer Sharshach, Ban Shankin, Sabar Laimer Sharshach, Ram 11. Right? If said, when he misspoke, then we say we go by his words. Avo Besnissim, Lekala Frushim, Shem Hegdish Tos. But in our Mishnah, you can't say it. The Laidami Latzmura. You can't say it's like tomorrow. He didn't say the word white. He said the word black. Black doesn't mean white. We still stick to Rapapa's answer. Meaning, you're right. Beishamai holds Hegdish B'Tolas Havi Hegdish. Which means the guy says, I already Nazir, and he wants to be a Nazir, and the Tanai is just to prove his point. So we say, he said he wants to be a Nazir. And even though he said it's Tanai, but we take his words, he said Arani Nazir. So we take his words and we don't listen to the Tanai because we say that's what he wanted to be. And the same with number two, and the same with number three, and number four, and number five, and number six. Now five and six are making a mistake because it's impossible what they're saying. But why are they saying it? Must be they want to be a Nazir. They think this could be true. That's when Beis Shammai says Hegdish B'Tolas works. But when you don't say the words, we don't say Hegdish B'Tolas words. And in our Mishnah, he didn't say white. He said black. Therefore, my Mishnah still sticks to the puppet shot. The first black one that comes out. There, you talk to see that Hegdish B'Tolas are the Hegdish.
You can make a Matzah of
these? According to Beis Shammai, you can't be Matzah of the Zeris.
All right. They still said they didn't even say anything.
Well, that's not true. Depends which ones.
Right.
Some of them are, some of them aren't. Going to Beis Shammai, going to Beis Shammai, either one or two, and three and four and a zero.
Again, Beis Shammai, you can't be
mere for Pesach. They hold the zero because it's a zero. Exactly. They hold it's not removable, correct?
We had a remark earlier with the Ben of the Almanashek, the Leach, the Al-Moisov.
Opposite. I don't want to be a Nazir.
Like a joke.
Exactly.
But how about the one that said, If you both are
Nazirim. Means he held that they're both Nazirim. He made a mistake in Halacha, and he thought both are Nazirim.
What?
Which, according to Meshami, by the way, he's right.
They did not know who they were looking at or what he was.
The Tosafot, they said a Tanai.
But not every time you make a Tanai.
I said that every year, because they wanted to be a Nazirim. If the guy who makes it, again, let me try to explain it again. There are two kinds of tanai. One tanai is because you don't want to be a nazir the other way. The guy that says, I'll be a nazir if I win the lottery. He doesn't want to be a nazir if he doesn't win the lottery. He thinks this is going to help him win the lottery. So he begins to become a nazir. He doesn't want to be a nazir if he's not going to win the lottery.
It's a nazirus that
The tanai is real. He doesn't... This guy, Reuven, doesn't determine whether he becomes a Nazir or not. Because who cares if it's Reuven or not? Why should that be? I only want to be a Nazir if it's Reuven. Why?
Because he's grateful that he's seen Reuven for the first time.
What?
No. As we say, he means to become a Nazir. That's what Bishamai says he means to do. He wants to be a Nazir. He just throws in if it's Reuven because he's so sure it's Reuven.
Are there any other cases where they can make statements similar to this? They become a Nazir by Tos?
If it's a similar case that he wants to be a Nazir and he just throws the Tanaj in, yes, that's what Bishamai said.
If the first cow that comes out is black, he really wants to be a Nazir?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know how serious it is that it makes a difference if it's black or not.
Well, this is the same thing. He doesn't know if it's Reuven.
I just said, I'm not going to determine every tonight. What do you mean? I picked the case of the lottery because there I can persuade you that he really means it that way. Like the guy that says he's giving $100,000 to Tuck if he wins the Powerball. He's cheap. But that's besides the point. Right? If he won the Powerball, he should give $300 million to Tuck. Now, the story was of Byron Leib. Somebody came to him and said, Pliny lost a lot of money. He's down to $100 million. So finally he cried and said, he has $100 million and he's complaining? He's complaining? And he's slime and he's tied into mishpacha if they don't have food. And he's complaining that he lost money and he has $100 million.
I think he has committed suicide when he's down to
money. Okay, but that's not the point. When a guy wants to become a Nazir, when he wins the Powerball, he wants to win the Powerball. It's not that he doesn't want to become a Nazir. He's willing to sacrifice to be a Nazir if he wins the Powerball. The guy with this Reuven, what in the world are you making a Nazir if it's Reuven? So we say, what he means to say is, I want to become a Nazir. He's so sure it's Reuven that he throws that in.
Okay. I would suggest that this story did not necessarily happen.
I didn't say it happened.
Yeah. It is
simply
an illustration
of
how things work.
Right. So I think about Abaye Yom HaLaikas HaGadaitach. Abaye says a different shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not that the guy is calling B'tzafra. He's not standing in the morning and saying, the first black one that comes out, the first one that comes out, which is going to be black. Ahavim is getting to call him B'tara. He's standing in the afternoon. It's already noontime. He said, you know, the black one that came out first this morning, first shard that came out of my house, which was black, should be Agdish. Meaning he was convinced when he heard the noise of the shard walking out that it sounded like a black one. So he said, that one should become Agdish. That black one that came out first today, that should become Agdish. Because this guy thought he was an expert. He could listen and know whether it's a black or white walking out of the door. The Amrleis, love and huffing, they told him, sir, a white one came out first. The Amrlein, and he reacted and said, Yavi, you doubted the love and huffing, Glam Rishachar. Had I said the white one, if I had known it was a white one, I wouldn't have said black. I would have said white. That's when Beis Shammai says, that's Hegdish, because his intention wasn't black, his intention was first, as Dr. Schwab has been preaching the last 2 days, that his intention was first. The Raya is, he's saying now that he found out it was white, let that become the Hegdish. That's why Beis Shammai the white was that. Beis Shammai said, that's not what he said. He said black, he didn't say it, he wants to be Magdish, and now he can. But that Hegdish didn't make it Hegdish.
Actually, it was separate.
Okay. In this case, he was trying to say the ox. He was trying to describe the ox which came out
right.
with the intention of being an ox.
Right. Right. Frank the Gemara, me must have armed the club with Tierra Asik. Can you say that the mission is talking at noon? So Tani Dinish Shosav Shiyala. The next case is the golden coin that comes up. Tani Shiyala. Not Shiyala. You know, the gold coin that they took out first. Don't ask me how he knew they took out a gold coin first. But for some reason, he knew that they took out a gold coin first. And they told him, no, it was a silver coin. He said, oh, so I want the silver coin to be cut. So the Gemara, the first wine that will come out, Tanisha also, that came out. So in each of these cases, he's guessing, and he wants to be a Nazir, and he said that the first one that, but he really meant, and he explains himself, I meant any first one to be Hekdesh. Anyone, the first one to be Hekdesh. That's what he's talking about. So the Rash. They told him it was a white one. You see that she used to love him recently, you saw him love him. The Daita Hayal is a man short she got to reach him. Well, let me, can I just finish the rest? Masha Mashaka, why did he say black? He said, Makir Bashmoth Kyle, so you see it's Ragley made myself. He recognized, he thought, that he can hear the noise when his animals walk out. The tov I suffer, but piakoyel shachar yatsarish. He'll come and shachar. The hegdish betos hegdish yafina mitmura. I will imatzi lemeim with a koy betzafr of amir shor shachar shod latzulishin. We yatsar lavan. Can't say it's the future. The amir le lavan avik. But me ilu yaday the lavan avik have amir the lavan. The bahavim might have beshachar abe hegdish. The badish kura come shachar. Not what he said. The other Badaita Lahab, the Shazamem Shiyatsarishan, and came home his Kashachar. If you meant the first one, say the first one. Don't say a color. You can't stop predicting a black one. What are you predicting? That you say you thought it was a black one, that you could say. How are you supposed to predict? Nearly Shaykhilim Cyrus, Ben Kriel Abba Ben Lishavar. She yates and she yatsa are spelt the same way. A mistama she yatsa lahaga ba karina. Do me the dinner kavias. We always read it future. The kainahid in azira. Had the kamer beshami to kulum nazirim. And the ama aisa shanim to kedvarav. Ilu av yadan is lav hoki lav amin lucha hoki alachi. What is the beshama beabaya? Beshama says they're only nazirim by the case of the six. Is if they said they want to be nazirim anyway. But if they don't say that, they're not nazirim. So Beisham is just saying, if they're willing to interpret the words that way later on, we accept it. I say, okay, in the case, in regular future thing, you can't do that. Yes?
So we just discard what they're saying. It's just a trash talk.
Correct. Hey, Mashallah, one more rush. Okay. Yes, Rabbi Cole.
Okay, so what's
going to
be the
Kodesh
morning?
It means after they all came out. I don't care what time of the day it was.
Future or past?
Future or past.
One more?
None left. If you say it in the morning, it's before anyone came out. If you say it at noon, it's after all came out. Pick noon. It could have been 11 o'clock in the morning. In fact, it could have been 8:30 in the morning. It just means after they all left.
What am I saying? If he says it for the future, then...
It's not exit. Why are you mentioning the color?
Even Beishama.
Yes.
He means to say.
Right. Oh, Yaakov said, I said that's if, and if, a couple of different.
That wasn't a Zerus. It wasn't Hekdesh. It was a Neder. Yes.
But if it wouldn't have come out all the things that he asked for, he wouldn't have had to give.
It's a good question. Maybe according to Beishama he would. I don't know. It's a theoretical question.
Because we know Yaakov.
That's the end of the sugya. So we have two lasting shatim according to the Rosh. A Papa shat that it's talking about. According to a Papa shat is that. That he meant the first black one, not the first one. That's what Bishamay holds. And Abaye's shot, it's after the fact, and he's insisting that he only mentioned that because he thought that was it, but he would have done it anyway. The Chiddush of the Rashi is that when he says Arayni Nazir Shizeh Ruvain, Bishamay only says he's a Nazir if he maintains it that he would have been a Nazir anyway. He has to say that words. Whereas in the first shot we said he's a Nazir even without maintaining it. That's the difference in the two understandings of that story of the six people. Because he holds that Bishamay doesn't hold Hegdish because it's Hegdish. Abaye and Rapapa, well, Rapapa holds it here. Abaye holds there's no such thing as Hegdish because being Hegdish. It's only when he maintains that he would have done it anyway, so then we can interpret his words if that's what he meant.
So that's Abaye's shot in that
That's what the Rush says. If the Rush would not have said it, I would not have said it, but the Rush says it.
So, of course, Abaye's the white one because Hegdish.
No.
In the past.
When Tabai the case is in the past, the white one becomes Hegdish. Correct.
Correct.
Rapapa's understanding in the Mishnah, the white one will never become Hegdish. But Abai and Rapapa both agree that if you say in the future, the first one that comes out, which is going to be black, the white one is not Hegdish. This ends the studio. Tomorrow we'll start the next studio. Everybody should have a wonderful day.